Israeli police fired stun grenades towards Palestinians who threw rocks and petrol bombs at officers outside a prominent Jerusalem mosque on Friday, hours after Israel and Hamas reached a ceasefire in Gaza. Police raids of that compound and clashes with Palestinians during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan helped touch off violence between Israel and Gaza's Islamist rulers, Hamas, who agreed to a truce on Friday after 11 days of fighting. Myanmar's junta-appointed election commission will dissolve Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party, or NLD, because of what it said was fraud in a November election, news outlet Myanmar Now said Friday, citing a commissioner. Myanmar Now said the decision was made during a meeting with political parties that was boycotted by many parties, including the NLD. China's President Xi Jinping on Friday pledged $3 billion in aid over the next 3 years to help developing countries recover from the coronavirus pandemic and proposed setting up an international forum on vaccine cooperation. The forum would be for vaccine developing and producing countries and others to explore promoting fair distribution of vaccines around the world. She spoke at the G20 Global Health Summit. And new airline Breeze Airways pitches for smaller cities in the U.S. The startup low-cost airline on Friday said it would begin service next week, focusing on flights between smaller U.S. cities that don't have direct service from larger carriers. This is the fifth commercial airline startup by founder David Neeleman, including JetBlue and Canada's WestJet. For more stories making news today, please visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Japan expanded a state of emergency to cover the southern island